Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Thursday, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with a sporty social media tidbit.
Yahias, I posted a photo of Lionel Messi, the Barcelona and Argentina football star, at my Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page, and you might say the photo went viral. If you want to check it out, my Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Messi scored two spectacular goals Wednesday and set up Brazilian star Neymar for another as Barcelona, with a late surge, overwhelm visiting Bayern Munich 3-0 in the first leg of the UEFA Champions League final. Let's check out a few of the Facebook comments after Messi's latest magic on the pitch. Sir Joshua Zenit, writing from Nigeria, uses a bit of magical wordplay. Sir Joshua writes, "I guess Barca showed little Messi to Bayern Munich. Little Messi. Little mercy, little Messi, little mercy to Bayern Munich." Rose Akpawan, who I met last year in Abuja during my promotional and sports marketing trip to Nigeria, writes, "Hail Messi, the king of football." Samson Garkawa, also writing from Nigeria, says, "Messi is simply the best. He deserves to be the world's best until he retires." And then Samson continues, "But sometimes lack of winning a trophy in a season gives others the crown, but Messi is above everyone." Well, Messi is once again above Portuguese rival Cristiano Ronaldo when it comes to career Champions League goals. Messi now has 77 goals in the Champions League, one ahead of Ronaldo, who scored for Real Madrid Tuesday in a 2-1 loss to host Juventus in the other UEFA Champions League semifinal. Messi's Barcelona club and Ronaldo's Real are currently in a very tight race for the Spanish La Liga title, with top-of-the-table Barca 2 points ahead of Real after 35 matches played. There's now concern that the tight title race might not have a resolution this season. The Spanish Football Federation announced that all domestic football will be suspended as of May 16th in an argument over government interference in the league's television rights. The dispute centers around a law passed last week which forces the federation to sell TV rights for La Liga collectively. Currently, all La Liga clubs negotiate rights individually, a policy that hugely favors powerhouses Barcelona and Real Madrid financially. Before the announcement of the suspension, La Liga players, including Lionel Messi, had threatened to strike over the new TV deal.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the Voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people, and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao underwent surgery on his right shoulder Wednesday in Los Angeles following his unanimous decision loss to Floyd Mayweather. The Pac-Man's doctor was quoted as saying he could not be more pleased with the results of the operation. He says the 36-year-old Pacquiao will make a full recovery and return to the ring. Reports say the Pac-Man suffered a torn rotator cuff, the same injury suffered by Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant in January. Kobe missed the remainder of the NBA regular season, and Pacquiao is expected to be sidelined at least 4 to 6 months. While he recovers, I'm sure the Filipino star will be monitoring his legal situation. Earlier this week, Pacquiao was named a defendant in a possible multi-million dollar class action lawsuit alleging he deceived the public by stepping into the ring against Mayweather as damaged goods. The Pac-Man said at the post-fight news conference that he originally suffered the shoulder injury a few weeks before the mega bout. Mayweather-Pacquiao was boxing's richest fight ever, with the bout expected to generate more than $300 million in pay-per-view sales. But it's also drawn much criticism after Mayweather's convincing victory, including why didn't Pacquiao's camp postpone the fight if he was injured beforehand? Eddie Manda, writing from Chililabambwe, Zambia, had this to say at the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page: Pacquiao was just there for a fast buck. Shame on you, Pac-Man.
VOA.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
One of our big basketball stories this week was Stephen Curry winning the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. The sharp-shooting guard averaged almost 24 points a game during the regular season for the Golden State Warriors, who won a club-record 67 games, tops in the NBA. The 27-year-old Curry also broke his own NBA record by making 286 three-point shots during the regular season. The MVP award is decided by a panel of sports writers and broadcasters throughout the United States and Canada. Curry received 100 out of 130 first-place votes in winning the prize for the first time.
I'm on cloud nine, for sure. Obviously, we're in the middle of a playoff run, and that's the most important thing. But today is a celebration, for sure.
The celebration was made even more special by the presence of Steph Curry's family, including his wife, daughter, and parents. Steph thanked them all in his acceptance speech. On the court, Steph wears number 30 for the Warriors. That's the same number his father, Dell, wore during his 16-year NBA career. Steph Curry got teary-eyed talking about his father.
Just thank you so much. And Pops, you're the example of what a true professional is on and off the court. I remember a lot of your career, and to be able to follow in your footsteps, it means a lot to me.
It also meant a lot to Steph Curry to have his coach, Steve Kerr, and his Warriors teammates at the MVP awards ceremony. One of those teammates, Draymond Green, humorously referred back to 2008 NBA Most Valuable Player Kobe Bryant buying gifts for his teammates.
No, when Kobe won MVP, they all got watches, and you keep mentioning us like, you know, we're part of this. So I was just wondering what our gift was. That's all.
That's a great question, Draymond. I warmed you guys up with the PlayStations last week. That wasn't good enough, though. I understand. That gift was to buy me some time until this announcement, and now I can up the level of the gift before we get out of here in June. So don't worry. I don't know what kind of watches they were, but I'll beat that gift.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Thanks, Dikembe. And this reminder for our VOA basketball fans, Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo will be officially enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame on September 11th in the eastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. In National Basketball Association playoff action Wednesday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Houston Rockets both posted victories at home to even their conference semifinal series at one game each. In the Eastern Conference semifinals, LeBron James and the Cavs defeated the Chicago Bulls 106-91. LeBron had a game-high 33 points for Cleveland. And in the Western Conference semifinals, James Harden and the Rockets beat the Los Angeles Clippers 115-109. Harden, who sports my favorite beard in basketball, fired in 32 points for the Rockets, while center Dwight Howard added 24 points and 16 rebounds. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of